You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Hello, and welcome back, guys. So, as you can tell by today's episode's title, Nerdy Girl versus the Test, we're going to be talking about a certain test. Now, you may be thinking, what type of test is she talking about? Is it an academic test? Is it a physical test? No, I'm talking about the everyday exam that a nerdy girl has to pass in order to be accepted by her nerd male peers. And you may be thinking, oh, you've got to be kidding me. This is so ridiculous. But in reality, there are women who even say that they refuse to say they like certain fandoms because of this test. So, I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok and YouTube of women discussing this disconnect and this test of girls in the nerd community and this guys versus girls issue in the nerd community. And you can see it in Facebook groups, on Instagram, even at conventions. And today, we're just gonna talk about it. Okay, so first let's address the meme in the room. There's a lot of memes that go around, which really, I believe, I've seen most of affects blurred women in the most derogatory way. And essentially, it's about black nerdy guys talking about how black women don't like them until they're not with black women anymore, or how black women don't like them when they're younger, so they don't deserve them when they're older, or whatever type of trauma. And I say this with, I am not discrediting their trauma. Everyone has their own trauma. I get it. But what I am saying is that you cannot treat all black women as a monolith, because women aren't a monolith and black women aren't a monolith. And if we get to categorize black men as nerds or techies or sports guys or whatever categories they feel like they fall into, then shouldn't we be able to categorize black women in the same way? Because once again, we're not a monolith. So the problem I have with those memes is that they're not addressing the elephant, the giant polka-dotted elephant in the room. The women that you are going for have no interest in you because maybe you're trying to play the nice guy role, or maybe you're going after women who don't have the similar interests as you. You're not going after that girl who was in your science club with you. You're going after the cheerleader and getting mad because the cheerleader turned you down. Thus, all black women hate nerdy men. When in reality, that girl in your science club probably would have said yes to a date, but you ignored her because you want the women that look like this. And we're going to talk more about that in our next topic on what a nerdy girl looks like. But as we're finishing this topic, I just want to discuss that these memes are very hurtful because they are not telling the whole truth. They are not telling the whole story. Like I said, once again, not discrediting anybody's trauma, but it's not fair to say that black women don't like me when in reality, it's maybe the type of women you're going for just don't find interest in you. But I'm sure there are black women who do find interest in you. You just don't find interest in them. So it's kind of a catch-22 in a way. But these memes are problematic because at the end of the day, the only people that are perpetrating this ideal are these blurred men. And when other blurred men call them out on it and say, hey, this is problematic, this is hurtful, and honestly not true, they get defensive, like, well, my childhood when I was 10. I mean, I get it. You were 10. But you're like 30 years old now. That was 20 years ago. So you're telling me within 20 years you haven't found any black women that have ever asked you out on a date or found you attractive, I just find that hard to believe. And I also find it very problematic to push that narrative because it makes blurred women feel unvalidated because we're treated like, well, we don't want you. We want her to look like that, but we also want her to be into what we're into. And that's just not always the case. And I know this made me feel a certain way in the blurred community because I didn't look like the stereotypical nerd. And that takes me into our next topic. So, what does the nerdy girl look like? I've actually been contemplating this question for probably more than half my life because I was the nerdy girl for a very long time. And I realized that guys liked the girl that looked a certain way. So, I started to, change my appearance, we all go through a glow up, and now I don't look like what people assume a nerdy girl is supposed to look like. And I attract nerdy guys, but they put me through that the test, the exam, to prove that I am nerdy enough to date them. When in reality, they know less than I do. And it's absolutely infuriating because I feel as though this test is stupid, and I feel as though they put it me through it because I don't look like what they assume a nerdy girl should look like. They assume nerdy girls are like how they're seen on TV, unattractive, weird looking, super strange and quirky and embarrassing in public or whatever. You know how they portrayed it. We've all seen nerdy girls like Quinn on Pete, what is that show? I believe that the show was Zoe 101, yes. Or I don't know, like we've had like some very poor portrayals of nerdy women in Hollywood, and because of that, we're not allowed to be beautiful, be attractive, and take pride in our appearance and still be nerdy. And to me, that is ridiculous because a nerd is about being a part of fandoms. And that's pretty much the only requirement. So why do women have so many more requirements than men do? I know a ton of really attractive nerdy men, and no one questions if they're nerds. They just go, "Oh yeah, okay, yeah, you're into that, cool." And to me, that's so strange because women, we're put on this like ridiculous course of like, you have to know all of this. Like, if you don't know all the Robins, you're not nerdy enough. You don't like DC. And to me, that's ridiculous. If you haven't seen the Avengers movies and read the comic books, then you're not a true comic book fan. If you haven't watched the Big Three, you're not a huge real anime fan. And it's like, I should be able to walk into a party, hear people talking about Rick and Morty, and be able to have a good conversation with them about Rick and Morty without one, some random dude screaming Pickle Rick in my face, or two, some guy trying to mansplain Rick and Morty to me like I didn't watch the entire series as well. And I watched a video where a girl said, "There are two things I won't tell a guy that I'm into, and one of them is Rick and Morty." Absolutely not. And I thought about it and I was like, you're so right. Like, that's end all be all. Like, you just don't say those things out loud because the fandoms of these men, they get so aggressive and they're in your face and they're like, oh, yeah, you do? Okay. Who's your favorite? Or, like, especially if you tell them you like Dragon Ball or something like that. It's so ridiculous because you don't look nerdy enough to like Dragon Ball. Like, no way. You probably just got in these TV shows when in reality you've probably been watching them since you were like 10. And you were sitting there every Saturday morning with your bowl of cereal pretending to do these moves from this TV show, and you're not valid enough as they are because they just can't believe women like what they like. Now, I'm a girl that grew up around all guys. I lived on a block with mostly boys, so they knew I liked what I like, and they knew I was legit in what I was saying. But if they didn't know me like that, they probably wouldn't believe that I'm as legit as I say I was, because they need to see it to or hear it to for them to be it to be proven to them. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I feel like I'm going off on a tangent at this point, but it is ludicrous to believe that a nerdy girl has to look a specific way in order to fit your mold of what she's nerdy about, or if she's nerdy enough. Because to be honest, you can be a nerd about anything. There's no real requirements to being a nerd except for loving a fandom. That's pretty much it. It could be a book. There are book nerds. I'm a book nerd. Be a science nerd. I'm a science nerd. One of my favorite books is a book by Neil deGrasse Tyson about astrophysics. I love science. So I feel as though everyone has their own fandoms, and not everyone has to know everything about something to just like that thing. And we have to break that stigma and break that mold. But we also can't judge a book by its cover. And for some reason, I feel like that is the norm in the nerd community, and it's a stigma we have to break. So, in the end, what are we letting go of? What do we do to solve this situation? Well, I think we need to create more safe spaces for nerdy women, especially nerdy women of color, especially nerdy Black women. I feel like we need more female blurred spaces. I feel like we need more female blurred cosplay groups. I feel like we need more female driven areas where we don't allow things like misogyny and a fragile male ego to ruin things that we love. We need more clubs. We need just stuff for us alone. We need our own safe spaces, to be honest. And I feel like we need to open up and have these conversations more and just really have these open and honest conversations. And I feel like some of these men need to let it go when it comes to the women in the past. You cannot judge every woman about what a girl did to you 20 years ago. That is just stupid. That's stupid, to be honest with you, because you are a grown person and that was so long ago. If I judged men about how they treated me when I was 10, or how they treated me even when I was 15, or even when I was 8, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. Because a lot of you I wouldn't even talk to you. I'd probably just walk away from you. But I don't do that because that's not how life works. Every person is different and people change. So right now, women, we need to create our own safe spaces, and we need to just create our own areas where we sit there and we just have our like groups where we want to travel together and just talk about the things we love and enjoy and just actually just have our lovely female joy together about our different fandoms until these spaces can be more inclusive, because right now they're really not. I'm in so many toxic nerd groups on Facebook where anytime a woman expresses anything, men are just they test her, or they give them the test, and or they question it. And even cosplayers, they're like, "Oh, do you even know what you're cosplaying from? Why would I spend hours making a cosplay from this thing if I did not know where it was from? Like, that is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, whoa, what a waste of my time and energy." So, in reality, we have to create our own safe spaces. We have to speak up for ourselves, and we have to really do something about this, whether it's like panels at cons or whatever. Like, we have to make the nerd community more inclusive for everyone instead of finding ways to exclude, especially when it comes to how Black women are treated in nerd communities. And this is all over, because I haven't even touched on how we're treated in the K-pop scene, but we're not touching on that today. I'm just saying we have to do this. And honestly, those are the few solutions I can think of. If you guys have any more solutions, I'd love to hear them on Instagram. Definitely hit me up in the DMs and let me know what your solutions are to the situation and what we could do to make it better. So, for every nerdy girl out there, myself included, we're all very close to this topic. And I feel like we've come up with some really kick-ass solutions today, but we really haven't completely solved the problem at the end of the day. Nerdy women will always be put to this test, And we will always be told we're not good enough for whatever ridiculous reason some man has come up with. But women, we live for ourselves, and we're not living to please these nerdy guys or to appease what they feel is nerdy enough for them. Or it's, what counts is that you're allowed to like the anime you like, you're allowed to like the comic books you like, you're allowed to like the sciences you like, the regular books you like, the movies you like, the games you like, and no one gets to tell you you don't like it because you don't fit into their mold. Their opinion does not matter. You're allowed to cosplay whomever you want, and no one gets a say. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone or prove that you know anything or everything about anything in order to like what you like. Because it's not going to be that way anymore. We're changing the narrative, and these guys don't get to control it anymore. So I know this was a very female heavy driven episode. Like I said, it's the nerdy girl, your nerdy girlfriend. Sorry, guys. But I felt like because I had seen so much content on this topic, it needed to be talked about. If any men have any ideas or have any perspectives on this, definitely let me know in the DMs on Instagram or even on TikTok. And we will definitely discuss. But as much as I'd love to sit here and talk to you guys for a million years, it is unfortunately time for me to go now. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful Thursday, and I will see you guys next week.